No, I will start. No,
let's start together.
No, I will start and then you go.
I don't know what the next lyrics are.
It says, now we're standing side by side, okay?
I'm going to keep it on this.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
Now we're standing side by side.
Why are you shy now?
Because I told you guys, I can actually sing so good I'm embarrassed how good it is.
Listen to me, guys, okay? Before we started recording today's episode, we're in a great mood because I don't know why I have Rihanna's We Found Love in my mind.
Because it's right there on the board.
Oh, you right. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you right.
We're not talking about
that. And then I was singing. I was like,
no,
yellow
I
diamonds
singing.
In the line. And then Ali was like, you don't even sound good.
No, that's not what I said. It's when we played it back when you were singing and you said you sound good. And I said, it don't sound that good. And now look at you being all shy to sing in front
because
of everybody.
You took my confidence away.
Why?
In 2010, that used to be my favorite song. Even though I didn't found love, that was my
this
favorite song.
This came out in 2010?
Yes.
Nah.
Look it up.
Really?
Come on, hurry up. We got a show to do.
We found love in a hopeless place. We found love in a hopeless place. It's the way I feel.
No, are you seriously going to sing right now?
Listen.
There
used to be this thing in this relationship and in general in my life where I really, really didn't sing.
Okay, now let me break it down for people and then we'll promise you we're going to start, right? When I first met Alia, I...
6 years ago.
Okay, 6 years ago, I've always been a singer. I'm always singing at the house, around anybody's house. I was never shy, even though some people may say that I don't sound great. I think I sound amazing, okay?
Okay.
And so when I met Alia, I'm just doing me, right? So I'm singing and then she...
Like
even
in the car.
Even when we're in the car, right? I'm singing a song and she's driving. And I could see how you're looking at me like, how is this man...
Just like singing all
comfortable
the time.
Singing.
And then you discovered that it was a thing for me that like I...
You're just... Even though you always wanted to sing... Like, you want to sing along with me.
I was so used to not ever participating in the sing-along.
But why?
Let me explain to you. One is because I grew up not speaking English. And for a very long time, many, many songs, I had the lyrics wrong.
Okay. That is my whole childhood. I used to make up English words.
Well, congratulations. I was left with that trauma. I don't know what to tell you. But then I kind of just like never sang along because of the fear of saying the wrong word. And someone being like, you thought it was blah, blah, blah. Well,
what?
It's actually blah, blah, blah. Because it happens so many times.
See, this is like a real thing for you. Like the fear of being wrong.
There's that. And there's
like,
also the fact that I'm not a good singer and I feel like it's embarrassing to like sing because it's like deciding like, do I go falsetto or do I like sing in my throat?
Well, you don't have to go falsetto.
No, I'm not like.
And also you can't go up there.
You know
you're acting
I mean?
Like you got options.
No, like, yeah, I got options. I can go like yellow diamonds
okay, can you stop?
In the light or I can go. I'm done with the singing, I promise. Welcome back to the...
Wow. Are you serious?
Welcome back to the What's the Juice
podcast.
Oh
my God.
I am one of your hosts, Ali Zaita.
And I feel like you can tell what kind of episode today is going to be because I... You know like those moments when... Oh, and my name is Yoni Koto, by the way. You know those moments when you can't hold your laugh in?
Yes.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know. I'm in a very giggly mood. And that's also because, listen, a part of this show... Sorry, you were saying something.
Yeah, thanks. I'm looking at you like...
Continue. Hurry up before I forget.
Okay. I was saying that, you know, when you're stuck in this laughy mood...
Yeah.
And then no matter how serious the conversation is, you want to just laugh because you keep thinking about that laughing, that
yes,
funny shit you
yes,
talked about with your
yes,
friend earlier.
Absolutely.
So that used to happen to me like when I used to go to the barber or like when I used to
Go to the barber.
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes when he has to, like, line, like do the lineup.
Yeah.
Or, like, around my beard or, like, my mustache, right? Okay. You're not supposed to move, really.
Right.
So then I keep thinking about a funny moment randomly that happened. Maybe,
and that's always when he's lining you up?
Yeah, because that's when I know I'm not supposed to laugh or move. You know? So that's when I have to just, like, or, like, maybe the chair next to us, they're laughing about some shit, right? And I can hear the whole conversation. And I just have to, like, hold my laugh in. And, you know, there's been a few times where I just told him, like, yo, hold on a second.
It's crazy. Like, how is laughing natural?
Like, laughing is so contagious, and I love laughing.
But it's crazy because it's like it actually probably helps us in our survival in some way.
I haven't done the research for that, so I don't know.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I totally get what you're saying. Let me tell you.
Okay, thanks.
Let me tell you the part that what I wanted to mention is that there's this whole moment before you actually see us here that happens where we test out each camera.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just the two of us. So someone has to press play. Someone has to fix my camera. I have to fix your camera, get all the settings right. That's usually Yoni's thing, you know. But we got to make sure the angles are good. And then we test out each one by saying some silly shit.
Right.
To make sure that the angles are good. And then we take out the SD card. We put it in the computer. And we make sure everything looks
and
nice.
And then we watch it. So first screen is Alia. And it's just her view.
And I'll say some random shit. Yoni might ask me a question.
Like usually I'd say, hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, and then I just say, like, whatever. You know,
and then when it's my turn, Ali doesn't say anything. So I'm just sitting there like...
No, and then you, like, randomly start saying something just to see how everything's looking.
Yeah.
And then we do the two of us together. And earlier, because I was just singing the
Yellow
song.
Yellow diamonds in the light.
And
if you don't know what song this is We Found Love by Rihanna, one of the greatest songs ever.
Yo, that song,
yeah.
I would get down to that song at the school dances.
Yeah, that's my vibe today, honestly.
That was an anthem.
If you're listening to this, pause this right now and listen to it, come back. This is how I'm feeling.
There's no way you're listening to this and you don't know what song this is.
Maybe
we found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah,
we found love in a hopeless place.
Oh my god! Okay, so
and basically we were singing that song
together.
And we kept singing to each other while we were testing out the camera.
While Alia was singing, I was going like,
if you know the beat, you know the beat.
If you know, you know. Okay, and then what happened?
No, and then we took it and we were watching it, and like we always make some funny ass comments and
did you
jokes
delete it?
And stuff. No, it's still on the... Oh, yeah, I did delete it.
God damn. Okay, next time, well, we got to keep that and put it at the end of the
episode.
They're
usually kind of random, and sometimes like I have a burst of energy that might be inappropriate for this show. But it's just really funny because it always makes us laugh watching it back.
Yeah, it was
hilarious.
Because
one of us does something hilarious.
It's usually Alia.
And then, yeah, I wasn't trying to like... you know, say I do something hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just funny because we always watch it before we start the show, and it always puts us in a good mood because we're like laughing.
No, it does. And it really works.
So that's why if we're a little giggly, if we're a little weird today, it's because of that. All right. So what are we here to talk about today?
All right. Well, today we're talking about...
You forgot, right?
What are we talking about again?
We are talking about basic... isn't always bad.
Now, the reason why I came up with this title.
Yeah, that was your topic.
Okay, is because Alia loves to call everything that she doesn't like, she calls it basic. Now, hold on before you interrupt me. Hold on. Okay, see, I know how this goes. I say something, you jump on it. Now.
This is a two-way street.
Okay. And let's say, so this weekend, we just came back from LA. We just landed like 2 days ago, right?
Yesterday.
We landed in New York yesterday, and Alia does this thing where she sees someone's outfit and she just goes, see, Yon, that outfit right there, to me, that's basic.
Oh my god, that makes me sound like such a bitch. And that's not true. What happened
was, and I'm
was
just like,
you...
yo, this girl is just going to the grocery store.
Okay, you are bending the truth, my guy. Okay? What happened was, you saw a girl cross the street. And you said, oh, I like her outfit.
And you started hating.
I said, it's kind of basic.
Okay, now, is it basic or are you hating?
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual, and I must tell you that Osea's new Undaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body wash. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month, so it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. It was a basic outfit, and to me, it looked like a basic Urban Outfitters outfit. Okay, she had track pants.
Hold on a second. Shout out to everyone who works at Urban Outfitters. We love you.
Okay, sure. She was wearing blue track pants with one stripe on the side. So they weren't even Adidas, which is fine. Doesn't matter, you know?
Oh, my God.
And then she was wearing that with a cropped, tight camisole, Brandy Melville looking tank top, mm-hmm, and Air Force Ones. How is it not a basic outfit?
Let me tell you why it's not basic. First of all, white Air Forces will never go out of style.
Like, they might. Out of style. I mean, they are out of style. Nobody's really wearing that right now.
Okay. They had like a crazy hype.
Yeah, I was part of that hype.
Exactly.
There was a time, guys. There was a time. 1 second, just real quick.
There she goes, just taking my.
Well, no, because it's like you go from story into story into story. There was this one time where I literally didn't own any other shoes than one pair of Air Force One.
And you know what the nasty part is? She had the high top ones.
No. I'm not talking about that. Okay,
I met Alia with the high top Air Force Ones, bro, dirty Air Force
my
Ones.
My first.
You had the one Air with the Force strap ones on it.
Wore the high top with the strap on it because I didn't know better, right?
Yo, that shit was so nasty. And then you know what she would do? The strap would be open.
Yeah, like while she wears them. Like, so ratchet. Okay, but listen, and I would wear it with like tight jeans.
Yeah, tight jeans.
Okay, but that was back in like 2013. Okay, I was 13 years old. I'm talking about when we already knew each other. We were already dating. And all I wore were one pair of Air Force Ones. And that's it. And I would just, I would, like, the thought of, like, should I do this pair of shoes or this pair of shoes? There was no options. It was, like, whatever clothes I put on, the shoes were always Air Force Ones. I didn't own any other shoes. Like, maybe some boots because it's, like, winter at one point.
Why?
But the Air Force One, it was, like, a uniform.
Why?
I don't know. But the concept of having multiple types of shoes didn't exist for me at one point.
I mean,
not
that's
that long ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Side note. So I was I being basic then? Absolutely.
No, because listen, the Air Force One is one of the only shoes that would always look good. But you have to wear that shit the right way too. Like, see, here are some shoes that will never go out of style for me, right? Air Force Ones, even though I never actually owned all white Air Forces. I have all black ones, Vans and Chucks and Doc Martens. Like, those four shoes will never go out of style.
But see, even with Doc Martens, it depends which pair.
Always get, of any shoe except the Chucks, honestly, you can always get like the low
top.
Just
get the classic. No, just get the classic pair.
Well, for the Chucks, I would get Chuck 70s. Anyways, but we're not. This is not a fashion podcast, right? So, why do you?
But I feel like we need to define what is basic. Like, what does basic mean to me? Basic means is you're doing whatever it is, whether you're like doing something in your life, or you wear something, you participate in an activity. An amalgamation of things in your life come together that are simply what most, if not a lot of other people are also doing.
Okay. And
you don't try to put your signature, you don't try to put your ting on anything of it at all. It's just so
basic.
Basic.
Okay. Anytime, you guys, I just want you to know, right? When you use the word basic, as in you, Alia, right?
Yeah.
You use it in the most negative way. You never said basic in a good connotation. It's always negative, correct or not?
I can say, like, I'm wearing basics, or like, that's a good place to get basics.
Do you use the word basic in a negative connotation or positive?
Yes, I always use it in a negative connotation.
Okay, I use basic in a positive connotation most of the time.
Okay, 50% of the time.
No.
Yes.
Basic to me, the reason why I chose this title is because I truly believe that basic is not always bad, right? Listen, blue jeans, and I'm talking about outfits, right? Blue jeans, white t-shirt, and loafers, or like Chuck Taylors.
Okay.
Or Vans.
Okay.
That's super basic, right? That's super basic.
Hold on a second.
Is it super basic?
I can't answer that yet.
What do you mean
wanna,
yet?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because you can do exactly the outfit that you said that is basic.
Mm-hmm.
Or the outfit that you said that is not basic. You know what the difference is between the two?
I know what the difference is.
Tell me.
Proportions.
Silhouette.
Yes. Now,
intention behind
simple white t-shirts,
piece.
Blue jeans. If you're wearing a baggy ass white tee, and some baggy jeans and some other, I don't know, whatever shoes, it's not always going to look the best, because me personally, I don't like baggy on baggy. I like a small top and a baggy bottom.
The same thing goes for if you're wearing a tight-ass Armani Exchange white t-shirt and then you're wearing another tight-ass pair of blue jeans.
Just so you know, Ellie loves the word ass. So it's just gonna.
And you're wearing a tight pair of blue jeans, and you're wearing that with high top Chuck 70s or whatever.
Okay, now you're just putting
come on top of the jean. You're still wearing a blue shirt or a blue jeans, white shirt. It's about how you wear something that either shows that you're like doing your own thing, and also you know one or two things about like how to dress yourself.
Okay.
Or you do like the most basic thing.
Okay, I guess I guess, no, you got a good point.
And it can go around with a lot of other things, right, too.
And some people don't even care about that.
Okay. We can't guess who cares about what.
I know, but I'm just talking about the people who don't care about what looks basic or what not.
Oh, there's most people don't care about
that. So the fact that you're calling something, like to me, when I see something basic, I get what you're saying with the whole basic point. I get it. But I just don't think it has to be the negative, like, connotation. Like, why did that girl specifically?
You just said that she has a nice outfit, and I just didn't think it was anything special to say it's a nice outfit. Because to me, if I say someone has a nice outfit, it's because I see intention behind it. I see some type of like thought process. I see something special or different or out of the ordinary. Or to me, that's what makes an outfit nice or interesting or worthy of pointing out. But if it's an outfit that I've seen many, many times and it doesn't look, nothing about it catches my eye, then it's, to me, it's a basic outfit.
I don't know. Were those like track pants? They're like some type of track pants, right?
It doesn't have to be specifically that. And I think it goes the same way with like, I don't know, people making certain choices around like things that they do in their life. It doesn't have to be just with outfits.
No, it doesn't have to be just. Okay, perfect. Okay, thanks for pointing that out, right? Furniture.
Okay.
Basic, I would say, if everything in your house, I'm sorry, shout out to IKEA. I love you guys. If you ever want to work together, let us know. But if everything in your house is from IKEA, ooh, actually, I'm not going to say that.
No, but low key, you can like fuck it up with IKEA, though.
You can what?
You can really like make it good with IKEA. Because have you ever been in IKEA and walked through the rooms?
No, you can. That's why I didn't even finish my point with IKEA, because IKEA got some shit.
But see? Again, IKEA is about, basic.
But it's about taste.
It's about how you put it together. It's the same thing. You can go to IKEA and you can get the basic things and you get a TV stand, a table, a chair, a couch, whatever. They're all gray or black or blah, blah, blah. And that's it. And you put it all together, basic. Or you can go to IKEA and get the fun couch and get the table, but then you put some cool books on it and then you get some like interesting bed sheets and okay. then you know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. So okay, so
and
for
this is super snobby of me and someone's listening to this and then you're like, oh, you're so like privileged for being able to like, you know, even afford to think about these things. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
That I am blessed in having the, I don't know, the freedom to like care about these types of things. But when it comes to like me saying things are basic, I just mean that there isn't anything visually interesting about it. And if it comes to like someone making a choice in their lifestyle, mm-hmm. which we'll get into, that is where for me it's like you're really choosing to do the most similar same thing like everyone else is doing.
But also just because I don't think it has anything to do with privilege or not, because
we can all agree that quality time is precious and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. I was just saying that because I can tell that like someone could listen to this and be like, oh, like so nice that they're able to care about what they wear or care
it's
about
so
their
funny.
Furniture.
It's so funny when you talk, you're actively talking, you already seen the comment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already responding.
you already received the comment before it's even there.
I mean, if it would be there, I just want to answer all.
No, I get it.
Sorry, you were going to say.
I was going to say that, you know, like going back to the outfits thing, someone cannot have a lot of money but still dress like not basic.
Yeah, still have style.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why when you were referencing like, you know, having the freedom to, you know, care about these things.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like you only need to have money to care about something.
Yeah, no, that's also very true because you can thrift, you can buy things like secondhand. Yes,
if anything, people who thrift a lot, like people who really have style from not buying designer stuff, I think those are the most, yeah, those are like the most, to me, those are the most like stylish people. They know how to dress. You don't need to have Gucci this,
but it doesn't even have to be like designer stuff either. Yeah. But I was going to say too, that is like, maybe someone's listening to this and they think that I have basic style.
Ooh,
that's also very much subjective. What is basic? What isn't? I feel like on some big scale things, we can all agree. But then I wore blue denim shorts and a white t-shirt all summer with Birkenstocks. You know how many people wore the exact same outfit?
That was a basic outfit.
That's a basic outfit. But also, I don't wear like the short, classic 2015 blue denim shorts that have the fringes at the bottom. I wear a more oversized one. It has like an interesting, you know, like look to it. That's so like a little bit more different.
So it's like a little bit special.
You know, it has like the tank top that the t-shirt that I wore is like a little cropped and it has a little boxy fit. It's like, it's not a Brandy Melville like white t-shirt, even though I do own some of those, okay? Because they fit because I'm short. But I'm just saying that usually when I use the word basic, when it comes to fashion specifically, is like simply when someone, you can see that someone is just repeating an outfit to a certain level that, and especially because I am chronically online.
Okay, I have a question.
And I see a lot of different like fashion trend this and summer 2024 fashion and all that. And then I see all the fashion girls and they all say like what's trending and what's not. And then people basically repeat those outfits. And it's so like the same that even though it looks different, to me it's basic because I can see that you just copied something.
Hmm.
And it's okay to copy, but
like, I hear you. I'm on board, all right?
Okay.
Have you ever copied an outfit from Pinterest? Or like something that you saw and you went and got it?
Oh, I mean, I've definitely like seen...
It could be nails, Pinterest. It could be shoes, it could be shirt.
I mean, also nothing is really like original. I would say like me having red nails is not original. Me wearing like, for example, the shorts that I wore all summer.
By the way, I'm not saying that it's bad. I was just asking a question.
No, what about those shorts? The shorts that I wore all summer, they're from Anthropology or Free People. I don't know. And they're like super wide. At this point, they're so wide because I wore them. I don't think I've washed them one time, which might be gross, but I feel like you don't wash jeans. But anyways, I wore them all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
And I got those. I found them from another creator that she posted them. And I was like, damn, because I've been looking for a pair of shorts that also, like, I have bigger thighs and a bigger butt, but I'm also short. So I was looking for something that, like, works and has a tight waist, but then bigger, like, legs. Anyways, so then I ordered those because I saw someone else. Like, I didn't, like, find them myself. And there's many other items in my closet that, like, I heard another creator talk about. And then I maybe got the same item in, like, a different color or, like,
I mean, yeah.
You know, that's normal.
Yeah, that is so normal. That's how people shop.
Exactly. I feel like nowadays, especially because I don't really, like, shop in person. But then, I literally take every item this person wore and put it together the way that they did?
I feel like some people...
Absolutely not.
I feel like some people do that.
I mean, maybe. Or do I go on Pinterest and, like, sometimes if I really am like, damn, I have no idea what to wear. Sometimes I do open my Pinterest and I'm just, like, looking at what I saved recently.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just, like, I get some type of inspiration, but I don't have any of those specific clothes. Huh.
Do a lot of girls do that? Like if you need to get dressed or put on an outfit before you go outside, do a lot of women, or I mean, do a lot of just people in general go on Pinterest?
I feel like, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else, and it's something I've never...
Because, really, like, why don't you open your closet and just put together what you have?
Because I've seen my closet so many times that I can't...
But you still have what you have.
I know, but sometimes so I just need to see a person wearing it. I need to see a person wearing something to be like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Like, I have that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't have that exact, like, thing that they have.
Yeah, but same.
It's also just about, like, combinations of, like, different things.
I've never done that. I've never opened. I do that sometimes,
especially when I get to, like, the end of a season. Like, right now, I feel like I've done any possible combination in my closet in terms of, like, summer outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously still have, like, things that I can put together that I maybe didn't think about.
We still have, like, a good 2 months of summer, I would say. Yeah, August, September is still hot.
August, it's like mid-August already.
Okay, so...
And then September is like, people are going back to school. You don't really feel like it's summer anymore.
When we got here last September, it was hot. Do you remember how hot it was last year?
I feel like it's not that hot like it was. I mean, it's the weather's been kind of weird here anyways. But no, for me, it's like we've had enough of like summer where I've worn a lot of the summer outfits that I have. So now I'm like running out of, like, I feel like I'm repeating the same thing. I'm seeing the same clothes and I'm like, I still go and pair everything with things I've paired them already. So sometimes when I'm just like, it's getting too repetitive and I'm feeling uninspired. And I do that in the fall. I do that in the winter, especially in the winter. Because sometimes I'm just like, what else can I do with the jacket on top, you know?
Yeah,
the winter is tricky. And then I just go and like, you see something that I saved there that I'm like, oh, that's cool. But like, I don't have that, but maybe I could try it with this.
How do you get dressed in the winter? Because you can only have so many jackets.
That's the thing.
So, like, if it's cold outside,
you
really...
You kind of have to give up the idea of, like, having different outfits.
I think that's when the pants come in.
Yeah, but even then, like...
You can see a little bit, like, from the knee down.
How many jackets do you have?
Me? Right now, I have one jacket that I really love. Maybe I have, like, two jackets.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's talk about... So, outside of fashion, what are other things that you've noticed that I call basic?
Basic songs. You can listen to a song and say it's basic.
Okay. I mean, yeah, like things that are so popular. I just feel like to me, things that are so popular and you like truly take part in the popularity of something, it makes you basic. It makes that choice basic.
Okay. What about God's Plan by Drake or Hotline Bling? I know in the Hotline Bling.
I mean, yeah, but nobody's like... is like constantly listening to that right now.
Yeah, I can't, I don't know. I can't really think of more basic things. I feel like to me, when I hear you say that, which is the whole reason why I chose this title was because of the outfits. Like, yeah, it's mostly just outfits because anytime we go somewhere, some shit is basic.
Don't get me wrong. I love, is basic is not the same thing as timeless.
Oh, okay. Give me more.
Like, what's like wearing a white button up, wearing dress pants, wearing loafers. I don't know. What's like something else?
No, I get the point. I get the point.
Those things, you can't really say they're basic. Like, they're simple. It's not like a statement piece, you know? But... I feel like for me, and that's why this is also subjective. So like something to me is basic, someone else might not be. Okay. Oh,
exactly. That's exactly my point.
But I'm still allowed to call something basic if I believe it is.
Oh, that's fine. You're just wrong.
To me, if someone wears a white sundress with cowboy boots this summer heat, okay. And then they have like, I'm trying to think of like a popular bag right now.
No, you're coming at so many people right now.
I'm just saying that it's like, that's literally such a overdone outfit.
But okay.
However much I love that outfit.
Okay.
I just wouldn't wear it because like so many people are wearing it.
Have you ever participated in any trendy thing that was happening that was hot at the moment? You can't tell me you'd never done that.
Like right now, right? Everyone's wearing a pop of red.
Okay.
Everyone's wearing a pop of red. Don't look at my nails. I've had red nails all summer, okay? But I'm saying a pop of red, like, in their clothes.
Okay.
I have also participated in this trend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worn this like red tank top a lot that mm-hmm. like fits me really nicely. It's really comfortable. It's really nice. Good quality. And then I have these red shoes, but they're kind of like a red pinky color.
Nah, they're red.
No, they're like a red pink. They're not like this red. And I've worn those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Okay.
There's other people.
You had a lot of red this summer, which is great.
Because I've had like red nails.
Okay, but it looks great on you and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even trying to say, oh, you wore so much red, so you're a hypocrite. It looks good. To me, there's nothing wrong with participating in something that's actually good. I actually like it. Like, have you ever liked something that's super trendy, but you're like, damn, but I really like this?
I'm trying to think of like a trend.
Like, it's okay. Where it's not okay, I think, when something is trendy and you don't really love it, but you just do that
thing. Majority of people like trends, which is why they participate in them. I don't believe people participate in trends that they don't like. Like, nobody's wearing cowboy boots, but they don't like cowboy boots.
I think some people do participate in trends they don't like, but they just want to be a part of, like, either a movement or they want to belong to, like, a group of people. I think that's a real thing to me. That's what I think.
I'm trying to think of, like, something else.
I could be wrong, but I think that's a thing out there, which is also okay, but I think that's definitely happening.
I don't know. I feel like, to me, the amount of people that have worn cowboy boots and they've been popular so long, and some people might say, like, yeah, they're timeless, but it's, like, the way that some people wear them, I'm just, like... And especially what I hate is especially when I see, like, four girls that wearing the same outfit and they're friends together and they go somewhere together. Okay. And that happens so much in New York that I'm just like, don't you want to like wear something different than the person you're with? Honestly, look like a girl band.
Honestly, that does happen a lot in New York. You would see a group of it's always at least four girls.
Three to four, yeah.
Three to four, five.
It could be way more, but yeah.
And all same. Actually, this is not a hating podcast episode because I feel like it's turning into like a hate podcast. Okay?
I mean, it's just observing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The group thing is definitely true.
But somehow I just don't get it. Like, to me, listen, I'm not like, oh, I just want to be so, like, I want the attention to be on me because I'm so original and I'm so different. Okay. It might come off as that. That's not my intention. What I'm trying to say is that I feel like we all know that because of these trendy things, I participate in so many trends. If you want to say the red trend, I participate in that. Sure. I also was having a whole deep thing. I've talked about it many times on the podcast on how I never, ever, ever wore red because of this stupid thing that I had in my head about me red, blah, blah, blah. And it so happened that when I finally got over that, red was trending. So I leaned into it. I don't know what other trend is that I like participated in. Many out there. But I just feel like, because of the internet, we all know this already, but people are still doing this. Like, don't you want to not be like everybody else? Which is why, like, when people ask for links all the time for, like, anything that I post, they ask you for links for, like, basic things. Like, I'd be wearing a white t-shirt. They're like, where's that t-shirt from? I'm like, find a white t-shirt that fits you. Don't just get the shirt that I have.
Yo, where's that white t-shirt from? Yo, that shit is crazy.
You know, it can be anything. And I'm not saying that to go out of your way to, like, try to be original and to, like, hunt down, like, ooh, nobody has this. But at the same time, like, if you see everybody wearing the same thing, and especially the people you're hanging out with, like, the thing that I hate the most is wearing the same outfit as someone else that I'm with.
Oh, I will go home.
I literally would, like, one of us has to change. Something about it, I have this.
I will take my shirt off. But that never happened. You know why? Because a lot of my clothes are thrifted. So that's a nice thing.
Sometimes it's also the same colorway. Like, it could be different items, but it's like, we won't go outside somewhere where both of us are wearing light blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and Birkenstocks.
I mean, we can do it if you want to be cute one day.
Yeah, but most of the time we avoid that. I don't know. I'm just saying that I see especially a lot of girls that hang out together and they literally are wearing the same outfit.
I feel like guys do that too.
In the summertime? Sure, you know. Yeah, guys. I've seen guys do that too.
No, I mean, usually with guys, it's like college kids.
I mean, I feel like with girls too, it's usually college girls as well. But it's always like in the summer, it's that basic outfit mm-hmm. that I just described. And then in the winter, it's like an all black fit, but everybody's wearing like knee high boots with like a little heel. And it's all like the same. They either wear with a skirt and like a black jacket, or they wear that with like black. Like, I don't see anyone doing something else. And why? Like, they're all hanging out together.
Well, I do think there's a lot of girls who are like very original, especially like
in New York. Oh, I'm not saying there aren't. I'm not saying there aren't.
Like, you ever seen a girl that just does like her own thing completely different than everyone else? That shit is so dope to me. And I feel like there's a lot of those also.
Of course.
Yeah.
But usually those don't hang out with, like, they're not with someone that wears the same outfit.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with wearing like a black, all black outfit, or wearing like black, you know, high boots with whatever. But I don't know. It's just, that's why I call things basic.
Okay.
And sometimes when people decide to like do, I don't know, like.
Do what? Are you still talking about like outfit stuff, or
no? I'm just trying to think like what's something else that.
No, I mean that's. I mean, I don't know. I feel like as soon as we stop recording, I'm going to think of like so many other things. No, but that's fine. I mean,
I don't want this to come off as like. It will come off as judgmental because I am forming an opinion on like someone else's choice. So I am inevitably judging them, but I'm not like. I don't know. You wanted to talk about this.
Oh, damn. So now you're just going to put it on me?
Well, no. I just feel like a lot of people will get mad at me.
Nobody will get, I think.
That I'm so negative and I'm so judgmental. And I hear where you're coming from. But I think I'm also allowed to have an opinion. And I also think that it's okay that I believe these things might be basic in a negative connotation, in a way that I just like, I want people to be like more interesting. I want people to like want to do something different instead of just follow the things that they see online or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like with the cowboy boots, remember that one time we went to a thrift store and then I wanted to try some on?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've tried cowboy boots on many times.
No,
and I didn't buy them because I was like, oh, I can't buy cowboy. Like, everybody has cowboy boots.
But if they didn't fit me, but if they did, I probably would have got them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with cowboy boots.
But you know,
I
just also feel
like I want to see someone doing cowboy boots like differently.
But you know, another thing is that.
And like, why are you wearing it in the summer?
I mean, you can wear boots in the summer.
Cowboy boots up to here?
Yes.
In 90 degree weather. For what?
I don't know. People in the comments will let us know. I don't know.
Sorry.
Why is he sorry?
No, you were saying something.
No, I think so. I haven't done that yet, but like my Yeezy boots, I would love to wear those with like some shorts. That would be a dope outfit.
Yeah, but those still only go up to here, right?
No, they're pretty high. They like go up here. They don't go up my knees. No.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the problem. It's the knee area.
And the fact that everybody wears them, and the fact that I see like groups of girls wearing cowboy boots together.
Okay, shout out to Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. And they probably are Swifties, too. Which, okay. I'm sorry, but I'm going to stop.
What were you going to say? Say, I'm sorry if you're a Swiftie, what?
No, it's just like to me.
No, can you just please say it?
Why do you want me to dig myself deeper in the hole? You know what I was going to say.
I mean, I feel like everybody knows, but yeah.
I just feel like if you listen to Taylor Swift, you have a good level of basic in you.
Oh, my God. Yo, it's gonna be a lot of editing on this episode.
No, babe, I wanna just let it all go. And okay,
on that,
I'm gonna drop the mic and turn the camera off.
Yeah, let me finish it.
Okay.
Okay. So just real quick about Taylor Swift, I think she is one of the biggest stars in the world. Taylor Swift. Okay. I feel like most people, even listening to this podcast, enjoy Taylor Swift, I think, but maybe not. I don't know who's listening.
Yeah, I have no idea who's listening.
Okay. Her music is not for me. Not because I listen to a lot of like, you know, female artists. That's not even the reason why. But I gave it a real try, her last album. And I think we talked about that in one of these episodes, right?
We listened to it together.
We did, and I just couldn't make it past, I don't even know what song
like
it was.
Like the third song, maybe.
Yeah. But the fact that she sells out arenas, her music is for someone. It's exactly for a particular person and they love that shit and it's amazing to them. So I can't say that.
What? That you don't like it?
No. I can say that I don't like it.
Okay.
I can also say that it's not for me and I don't like it. But I also don't necessarily think that she's bad at what she's doing. I can't say that's basic, because to someone that's like the best shit that they have. I don't know. It's just like, I get it,
but it's not for me. How is that the same? What if someone believes that McDonald's is the best hamburger you can get?
But Taylor Swift is not McDonald's level.
I mean, McDonald's is really popular too, right?
Okay,
I'm being devil's advocate, but I'm just saying it's like, I don't think McDonald's that judging something's quality over based on its popularity is correct.
I actually think that it is correct, because if she goes on tour and everything is sold out, to me, it has to be good to so many people. She sells out arenas more than anybody.
Yeah, but who's going to these shows?
People who love her music.
Okay.
So it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad.
But you listened to it and it was bad,
right?
To
me, it was trash.
Okay. And to you and so many other people, it's trash. And why doesn't that mean that it's bad?
Because there's way more... It seems like there's way more people who like Taylor Swift than...
Out of the world?
Actually, maybe not. But just the fact that... You know what an arena is, right? It's not a little concert venue.
I know.
Like if she does a concert at a football field, the shit will be packed out. That means that there is actually something there.
I just don't believe, like so many other things.
So why do you think these people go?
I would love to think of more examples right now, but I just don't believe that just because something is popular, it makes it good. And that is a proof of it being good and high quality.
Drake, very popular.
Drake versus Kendrick, who's better? Kendrick, why? He doesn't sell as much as Drake. He's not as rich as Drake. He's not as popular as Drake. Mm-hmm. But we all saw it. The quality, the artistry, at a way different level than what Drake delivered.
That's very true.
But who sells more tickets? Who has more streams? Who has been on a billboard and whatever, top 100, whatever? Drake.
Okay. Now, Drake also makes great music. I'm a Drake fan, not by the way. Don't let this beef...
Okay.
Everybody is like, yo, I still love Drake's music. Like, I don't care what happened, yeah, who won,
so
who
do
lost.
I.
Okay. So don't, no, you stay on that side, because you're trying to pick a side.
No,
here.
No.
I love both of them.
I'm trying to make a point.
I love both of them. Obviously, Kendrick won. This is not a music podcast, but Drake is still going to be Drake. It's still going to be fine.
Okay. What's something else, you know?
Yeah. Let's we can wrap it up here.
Honestly. I don't know. I just feel like they're... At the end of the day,
tell us.
I feel like me saying this is going to erase my entire opinion. This is just how I feel. But at the end of the day, everything is up to people's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is. We don't have to agree.
And my opinion is what I said.
Okay, cool.
And to me, that is the truth.
No. And you know what? A lot of people on this podcast appreciate your honesty. So speaking about certain things and like seeing the comment like float by in front of your face, like those comments will be there anyways. Like some people, you don't know who's typing these comments. I'm just saying, we got to just keep being truthful and say what we believe. And this is why people tune into WTJ, because they know they're going to get that heat from Alia and they're going to get that heat from Yoni.
They're going to get that perspective from Yoni.
Yeah, perspective. Ooh, I like that.
All right, guys.
I like that.
We're going to end it here.
If you got to the very end of this episode, just comment heat and perspective.
No, actually choose one.
Oh, nah, because there's going to be a contest.
Yeah, and then I'm going to lose. Okay, we love you guys. We're going to jump over to Patreon, and I'm going to tell you guys a story of something that happened to me today. Or not happened to me, and I actually haven't explained this to Yoni, but I went and got a massage today. Mm-hmm. Random. Haven't had a massage in a long time.
Randomly, she was like, yo, babe, I got a 60-minute massage today.
And And it was an experience. You know, I haven't had a massage in a long... I haven't had a massage since we've been together. And that's what made me realize that I have something to say about some massages, okay?
What?
So we're going to talk about it on the Patreon. If you are not a member, you can find it, the link and everything down below. You also get previews of all the episodes. We give you a little sneak peek so you can see what all the episodes beforehand were about. And sign up, you know? If you don't like it, you can always cancel, but don't.
Yeah, don't do that, you know.
But we love you. We appreciate you for tuning in. Sorry that this episode is late. We've been traveling in and out of the city. But we back for a little bit. We're gonna travel again, which might stir some things around.
What should they say at the end of the episode? Should they say heat or perspective?
No, I think you should say honestly, whether say or not you like Taylor Swift. Yes or no? Let's see what's going on.
Nah. Let's just say perspective at the end. Okay,
everyone. Yeah, I think that's good. You know, you got my perspective. You got Yoni's perspective.
Exactly.
And now we want your perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, see you guys. Oh.
And also just let us know what you thought about this debate, because I honestly... Wait, what?
No, yeah. I agree.
Because I want to know what you guys think also about the last part.
And is basic always bad? Or can we appreciate basic things?
Two things can coexist.
Okay, we're gonna get deep now. Love you guys so much. Bye.
Bye. Yellow diamonds in a...
We found love in a hopeless place.
We found love in a hopeless place.
We found love in a hopeless place. We found love in a hopeless place. No, you messed it up. Oh, there we go. Okay, bye guys.